Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. We have our stories of hope, and I'm so excited to introduce you to our first guest, Susie Schwartz. She's a Canadian author, a public speaker, and singer-songwriter, but she's currently living in the UK, living her dream with her husband, Don, and also her Chihuahua. Susie was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 9, almost dying, and she has had several different illnesses over the years that she had to deal with. And now, with a regular newspaper column called Expert, Patient Here to Help, Susie is passionate about helping people to go from being a patient, just a number, to a person at the doctor's office. She has a book called Help the Doctor Help You. I love that. 31 Secrets and Tips for Self-Advocacy to Get the Best at Your Appointments on Amazon, and is working on a memoir about her chronic illness life. Welcome to the show today, Susie.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh my gosh, that, you know, is so, when I was reading your bio, it's so empowering to see how you have claimed your power back through these illnesses and said, wait a minute, you know, how can I heal this, change this, make this better for myself, and then also work with a medical team with the people so that they can be on your team based on what you need. Is that how you did that?
Yeah, well, I just had, you know, so many appointments over the years because of all of my illnesses, the type 1 diabetes, I had a brain tumor removed, I have fibromyalgia and gastroparesis, which is a digestive disease that's rare. So I've found myself sitting in that patient seat a lot, but I realized, wow, I have the power to make or break this appointment. I have the power to set the tone with my doctors and my healthcare professionals so that I receive the best care, so that they're thorough, so that they're on my side, so that we're working together as a team. And it's not just me sitting there listening to instructions by them without any input, you know, about what's going on in my own body. I'm most in tune with that. Of course, they have expertise seeing so many patients over the years that might have similar issues. But when it comes down to it, we're all individuals. So I'm just passionate because of all of my years of experience to help people gain that empowerment when they do have to deal with health issues. Because let's face it, we're human. Our bodies sometimes fail us. And there's so much we can do to help heal ourselves, you know, naturally and with our belief system. And sometimes we need a doctor on our side.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. We need to be able to, whether it is, you know, holistic practices, or whether it is, you know, where you have a naturopath, or you have someone that you can sit with, that you guys can look at what this is and what would be the best strategy to go about healing this, but not to suppress it any further, not to just put a pill on it and take a pill and, you know, but like, what caused this and how can we, right? Like, what is
the root of the problem? I think so many people just want the quick fix and aren't paying attention necessarily to what's happening within their bodies and spirits and minds. And so they just will take that pill. And sometimes, I mean, I have done so many elimination diets to figure out what food triggers some of my problems. What, you know, so many alternative or natural therapies, let's call them, because I don't want to have to just be putting in substances into my body if I can do it in a I suppose, you know, healthier, less toxic weight. I won't lie, I'm on medication and insulin keeps me alive. I will, you know, I can't stop that. But I think that we don't always do ourselves a favor by just jumping to that seemingly quick fix, which often causes so many other problems, and try to get to the root of the problem with, yes, whoever we're sitting with, whether that be our doctor or nutritionist, you know, chiropractor, whoever it might be, let us try to figure out what is actually happening. And that in itself is so empowering. Never mind all of the things that you can do while you're sitting with that person to make a difference in how they receive you and your thoughts and your viewpoints on what's happening. Because I think, you know, some people walk into the doctor's office with, or healthcare professional with preconceived ideas about what it's going to be. Maybe they're upset because the doctor was running late, for example. Well, you know what a difference it makes when you walk into a doctor's appointment when they're running late, and instead of looking angry or complaining, you say, "Oh, I see you're running behind schedule. I hope your day is not too stressful." I can guarantee that changes the tone of that appointment. The look in their eyes of relief, of feeling understood, just automatically leads you into a teamwork kind of setting. And so there are so many things that I don't think we always think about when it comes to our health and our health care.
So you have Help the Doctor Help You is a book that you wrote. 31 Secrets and Tips. Is what you just mentioned, is that one of the tips?
That is one of the tips. Yeah.
I love that so much. I love that so much because really, truly, what you were doing as you were talking about it, what you were doing is you were extending compassion and grace and ease in the same way that you would want somebody to treat you if you were late for any appointment. Doesn't matter. It's a doctor's appointment. Could be any kind of appointment. Right. And so you were showing, this is how I treat people. And this is how I would like to be treated.
Exactly. And that's why the book is loaded with tips to, you know, earn respect. You know, come prepared, come with, a sheet tracking your symptoms, when they happened, what made them better or worse. You know, think ahead of time what your pain felt like, because they're going to ask these questions. And if you come prepared, A, you've got more time in that appointment to problem solve, because we all know that appointments, no matter who you see, are often can feel rushed. They're maybe, you know, they're thinking of the next patient or the last patient. They only have 15 minutes or whatever it might be. Come prepared. They will respect you. It changes things. That the best word I have is tone. Like you said, when I extend compassion, I receive compassion. When I extend respect, I receive respect. So yes, the book is layered with tips and secrets. And then I've also put in some personal stories of those tips in action, or there's even a couple of examples of how I wish I would have done something different, because I don't get it always right all the time either. I will be a lifelong learner. So I'm still learning as I go, but it's just filled with, you know, some of them are more practical and some of them more about the relationship, but to help people. And yes, they can be applied to whoever, your dietitian, your acupuncturist, your massage therapist, whoever those professionals are that are helping you with your health. You know, a lot of my experience came from the doctor's office. That's the title of the book, but they will apply to all of those professionals that you want on your team.
Yeah. I, you know, again, the words that come to me as you're talking is, you know, cause you're your own self-advocate and you're helping people become their own self-advocate to really take the reins in their own self-care and physical body. And what comes up for me when you talk about this is that your physical body then has the ability to know that you're on it. The cellular structure in your beingness is listening to what you're saying and what you're doing, that you're, you know, pro active in, I'm like you said, come prepared. I'm going to go and I'm going to, these are the things I want to get handled. These are the things I want to strategize. These are the things that I want to do. And that you have the team of people that are going to help you do it. So I think it's well needed, you know, out there, because you're not coming across as a victim, which you very easily could. You could talk about, oh, poor is me, woe is me, and this is what's happening. Life is, you know, terrible, and all the things that you would be saying. So I think it's wonderful the work that you're doing. You also are living in the UK. You're living your dream. You're writing music. You're singing. So not only are you healing and empowering yourself in your health, but you're also expressing and living your dream.
Yes. And let me tell you, that goes a long way when it comes to my state of spirit, let's call it, because those things, they're creative outlets, and I make room for those because that's partly what gets me through. But despite all the illness that has been thrown my way, you can still live a full life. That's, I guess, you know, the message of that.
You can still live a full life. It doesn't matter, you know, what situation you find yourself into. You can rise up out of it and still live a full life. That is a story of hope today. So I want to let the audience know where they can find you, where they can look you up, and go for it.
Yeah. So my website is lesshealthstress.com. And I'm most active on Instagram as far as social media goes, at medicalmiss_stress. So MISS_stress. The idea is, let's miss the stress. Let's get rid of it. Medical miss the stress. Anyways, that's my handle there. If you want to hear my music, I have two artist names, Sushwa, Suschwa, and that's anywhere you can find music, Spotify, iTunes, wherever, or Susie Bird, Suseibird. And those songs I've reserved for my own voice and the messages that are deeply personal to me. So yeah, check those out. I'm, you know, kind of everywhere. But if you head to those spots or the website, you can find my link tree and it's all there for you.
Very inspiring what you're doing with your personal expression and then also how you're helping others gain their power back. So thank you so much, Susie. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network.
Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is from Sri Lanka, and I think she's our first guest ever from there. So we have a lot of people from around the world that join us here. She's currently in the UK. Her name is Nisanka Wickramarachichi.
Wickramarachi. Well, very close. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I really wanted to get it right. That's amazing. So thank you, Nisanka. You help parents who parent that has possibly a narcissistic partner or ex to preserve sanity, to take their life back and support their children. Your experience of growing up in highly narcissistic environments and later being in narcissistic relationships led you to reflect on your own life at a point when you were severely depressed and suffering from CPTSD. Since then, you've been healing from your inner child wounds and narcissistic abuse to build a thriving life for yourself and for your daughter. You've worked in the field of education for almost 20 years, and you became a life coach and advanced EFT practitioner and matrix re-imprinting practitioner. You hold a diploma in NLP programming and are a DISC facilitator, qualified to work with narcissism and domestic violence. My goodness, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So the first thing, you know, that comes to mind with reading your bio and what you've been through is I just want to say I'm sorry it's been so painful for you.
Oh, thank you very much. But I am here. I've healed and I've learned the lessons and I'm giving something back. So that's always a lesson and a moment to shine in those adversities, you know.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, you know, like where you are now, you are, you know, in your wholeness, in your strength, and you went through all of these painful experiences to grow and to learn, and here you are helping others. Narcissistic, you know, because it's painful to be with a narcissist because, right?
It's painful, it's confusing, and you're left with debilitating self-doubt, chronic self-blame, and chronic self-gaslighting as well. So you kind of end up believing you are the problem, you have a big problem, that you're not worthy, you're not enough, and, you know, we all have moments where we feel not enough, we don't feel enough, and that is a common part of, I think, being a human being. But when you're with a narcissistic, when you grow up with narcissistic parents or environments or dysfunctional families, or and then being in narcissistic relationships, the self-doubt is so much that you become so indecisive to a point you can't even make a decision on what breakfast to choose from, and that's how chronic self-doubt can be.
So yeah, and you know, again, that behavior of where you're in and what the person is experiencing is the furthest away from self-love, from loving the self, because that's, you know, we have to come back to loving and caring for the self, because through the relationship, through the experience, we're being shown the opposite.
Yes. You've been shown that you're not worthy of love, and that's one of the biggest things, that when you experience narcissistic relationships is that you are being shown you are not worthy of love, and it is, like you said, far from, you know, loving yourself. And also when you're in narcissistic relationships, there is no room to love yourself because the control is so much and you walk on eggshells. I mean, you forget your basic self-care needs, like going to a doctor's appointments and looking after yourself and taking medication, because you're constantly in service of the other person because you are scared. Because when you don't, you get into some level of trouble, and sometimes it can be as bad as physical punishment, you know, emotional, you know, financial abuse, or it can be emotional abuse. It just depends on the kind of narcissist that you're dealing with. But you get punished one way or the other.
Wow, it is so hard for, that's why it's so good to have people like you helping people out of these type of relationships. So what are the top five things that make a narcissist? Like, what, give us some examples.
Okay, so there are so many things. I talk about narcissism, and so there are common things that is, so one of them is a lack of empathy. So narcissistic people can have some level of empathy in the sense they have cognitive empathy. They can mirror you if you're sad. They'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry your cat died, or I'm so sorry that happened. But then 30 seconds later, what's for dinner? You know, because they don't have the compassionate empathy within them. So another trait is that they have a very grandiose self, a sense of self. So their internal world, that they can't do anything wrong. They are this perfect, high achieving. And some people are really high achieving because of that level of false confidence. And another thing is that they feel really entitled. So they want the best without having to earn for it. So in a relationship, they feel entitled to intimacy, treatment, you know, somebody cooking for them, somebody looking after. But the double standard is that they don't feel like they should do it for another person. And if they do, that's because they have something else in mind, because they want to take something. It's all very transactional. And also they're very rigid. You know, in the, it's very black and white thinking, nuanced. You know, we all, majority of us, understand the nuances. In situations, the narcissistic people don't have the ability to understand the nuances. And they also always, everybody else to be blamed, and there's, you know, they are the victim. So having a conversation with them, like, especially when you have children, you want to have a conversation with them, you want to communicate with them, but that's impossible because they're twisted and they make it look like they are being attacked. And some of them can be very angry, like they enrage at people. Some of them aren't actually. Some of them can be very quiet and they look like they're so humble and, you know, calm and kind. But what is happening is they're just trying to get the attention of the other people. Like they come across like they're the victim. Oh, look at me, you know, like nobody's looking after me. The world is against me. My wife is against me, like that. So those are the kind of common things. But there are trail of things that they do. The thing that you would understand is in a relationship, you will often notice double standards. You know, they want you to give, but they won't give. They want you to look after them, but they won't. So they want you to understand them, but they won't understand you. So there's like a trail of like double standards. So inevitably it leaves people abused because of that.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, another word that came to mind with narcissistic people is they are bullies.
They absolutely bully. The thing is, there is research and evidence to say that they know what they're doing. So it's very calculated, and it's a choice. That abuse is a choice by them. They know what they're doing.
So who's your client? Who are you helping? Who is your
I help
the person that's going to be contacting you?
I help parents who parent with narcissistic partners. So if you're really struggling to have a communication, have a connection with your children, because your connection with your children is the thing that will win you in this race, nothing else will. So if you are a parent, you have children, children are being affected by this, and you are being affected by this, then contact me, I can help you.
Tell us, give us your social media where people can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. It's Nisanka Vikramaraj, it's my name. And then I am on Instagram. It's Co-Parenting with the Narcissist Coach. I'm also on Facebook. Just, you know, put my name there. It's an unusual name. It's not difficult to find. And also website, www.coachingwithnisanka.com.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you see a lot of people out there that are struggling from this and holding their life, putting their life on hold because they don't know how to get out of these relationships?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I speak at a meeting and there's 10 people, they don't immediately say, oh, I am in that situation, but at least three or four people will drop me a text and say, you know, I know of someone or I am in that situation. So this is a very common thing.
Yeah.
Very common.
Well, now that people have met you here, I hope that they will take you up on and, you know, contact you so that they can make their life better and get out of these abusive relationships and really start loving themselves and healing themselves, right? Because that's what this is about.
It's all about healing. You win when you heal.
Yeah. It was wonderful to have you on. Give us your website one more time.
www.coachingwithnisanka.com. Nisanka is spelled as Nisanka.
That's easy. I like that. Nisanka.com. Go there. www.nisanka.com.
Coachingwithnisanka.com.
Coachingwithnisanka.com. Go there and look at the information. And then I'm sure there's plenty of links there to get to your LinkedIn and all the other Instagram, yes. Right? So Thank you so much, Nisanka. Thank you for coming on and offering hope for the people that are struggling with these type of abusive relationships. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and thank you for the message.
So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
My next guest today is Daniel Gospodarek. He sustained a traumatic brain injury from a severe car accident going into his senior year of high school. He went through brain surgery and 17 months of speech therapy. This directed him to the social work profession, and he is now a therapist. He works with folks who live with anxiety, bipolar, depression, suicidal thoughts, self-harm, schizophrenia, and all kinds of trauma with PTSD and all kinds of things. So welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. So why don't you take us back to, you know, your injury, what got you started on this path?
Yeah, so July 2009, I was in a severe auto accident. We rolled four times. It was just the one car accident. And then the driver had minor injuries, but was all right. I had a brain bleed in my left temporal lobe and then a stroke in my left prefrontal lobe and collapsed lung and a fractured skull. And they pretty much told my parents they weren't sure if I was going to make it through the night or not. And needed to have brain surgery. And then everything just started happening very quickly after they took me out of that coma. So they put me in for 3 days and eventually did 10 days in the ICU, 7 days inpatient rehab, and then 3 months of outpatient physical therapy, and then 17 months of speech therapy.
Wow. So that must have been like, I mean, you probably had dreams before you got in this car and like what you were going to be doing and all the things. And then that happened.
Yeah.
Did that steer you into a different direction?
Yeah, I think into that kind of main piece. Because I wasn't, you know, sure military or maybe a business degree. And then after this, I knew I would land somewhere in the helping profession. And then it actually wasn't until I spoke to my sister, who's also a social worker, who was like, check out this, you know, the kind of curriculum and what you can do. And then I worked for a little while after, about a year and a half after my undergrad, and then figured out I needed to go for my master's to really do what I want to do and impact those people. So that's kind of where I am today. And now working in private practice and supporting people in recovery, and recovery looks differently for every person. So
yeah. You're working in private practice. Do people come see you in person or do they come and see you online?
Both. So it's pretty convenient.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have in-person sessions during the weekend or on the weekend, and then I can do virtual on the weekend as well, or I also do some virtual in the evenings throughout the week. So it's pretty accessible in terms of care.
Yeah, that's awesome. So who are the people that are coming to you right now? Who are the people that you're helping?
Yeah, so you named a number of kinds of symptom presentations that I work with, but it's a lot of people who just feel stuck by their mental health symptoms. You know, they've tried XYZ, maybe they've tried substances, maybe medications, maybe just, you know, general kind of yoga, working out to regulate their mood, but they're looking for a little more. In terms of the trauma piece, that underpins sometimes a lot of symptomology, and that's where we can really get in there and work with eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, cognitive processing therapy to really start to heal some of those neural networks and the nervous system, because that can be, That's pretty much who we are, right? We're very evolutionary in terms of how our brains work and how our nervous systems work. And if we don't heal that bottom part of the brain, the nervous system to include that, you know, our recovery is only going to go so far. So that's really what we're focused on. And then I also see folks that have TBIs as well, traumatic brain injuries. Again, we can't, you know, heal the brain to the point where the injury didn't take place. However, we can learn a lot of, you know, compensatory mechanisms. We can access and resolve some of maybe the guilt or the shame associated with things that people can't do anymore afterwards, or maybe they've experienced a loss in income or a decrease in income because they can't function at a certain level. So we can really target some of those other components through TBI therapy.
Yeah, I think also, you know, it's so important to have somebody that has real understanding, not only through, you know, what you've learned in your training that you received, but also through your own experience, and you've moved through that yourself. So do you find that nowadays that people, you know, you mentioned mental health and trauma, that there is a lot of that where people are stuck in the trauma that needs to be released out of the body, because, you know, the body holds on to that trauma and we release it, right? And
yeah, I mean, typically we don't, right? We just kind of white knuckle, especially in the US society, of just kind of doing it by yourself or bootstrapping, right? And asking for help and mental health are still very stigmatized in the US culture. So I think starting to shift some of those dynamics are slow, those shifts are slowly happening, right? But it's also much different because it's not just one population in the US, it's different cultures, it's also different generations, right? So there's a lot of different people and how they show up and how they even want to talk about their trauma, or if they want to talk about it, right?
Yeah. Do you find, like, are your clients a mixture of men and women, or is it mostly men? Mm-hmm. Men and women?
Yeah, it's a mixture. Yeah, okay. It's a mixture. I work with anyone usually 18 years or older, and I've worked with people that are up in their 70s or 80s as well, that are just coming to the realization that their past history that really impacted how they lived their life and the challenges that they've experienced because of those traumas. And then all the way down to people in college or right out of college or right out of high school. And then in between too, right? People that are in their strides and they're like, how can I perform even better, right? How can I show up even in a healthier way for my children and terms of my partner or my relationship or just to this world?
Right. Yeah. It's really, you know, healing on a deeper level and releasing those traumas, having someone to support you. You know, you said the words asking for help. That's a big piece. People really being able to say, I need help with this. I need help with this. And that is okay. It is not a sign of weakness by asking for help. That is actually a sign of strength. You saying, hey, who can support me in this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's also a lot of humility in asking for help. And sometimes people don't want to let go of the ego. And that can be very dangerous. I think there's also a fear of being vulnerable. Right? Are we going to be rejected? Are we going to be accepted for maybe what happened to me or what I did in the past? Right? Those are all huge, huge components to maybe not ask directly about, but at least say, like, I'm here to support that openness and create a space where that can be discussed if it's needed.
That's so beautiful. It's so true, because a safe space has to be created. We do have to be vulnerable. We do have to be open. We do have to ask for help. These are all qualities that are natural for us to be, you know. So I'm so glad that you're doing this work. I want to let the audience know, where do you currently practice your medicine? Where are you?
So in Denver, Colorado. Mm. So if you're in the doing some therapy, if tribal, as we do a lot of telehealth, so it's super accessible.
So, you know, Daniel, can you say that again? Because while you were talking, your internet wasn't that strong.
Sure.
So say sure. Again, you have telehealth options. You have telehealth options.
Yeah, we have telehealth options available, and it's super accessible, and it's all, you know, confidential. So, you know, we can maintain privacy, which is super important.
Yeah, absolutely. And how can people find you? What are the handles? What is the website?
Yeah, so the website is www.revitalizementalhealth.com. And then Instagram is @revitalize_mentalhealth. And then you can also look us up, Revitalize Mental Health, on Facebook as well. So either way, you can get in contact with us. The phone number is on the website. Give us a call, submit a form, whatever is easiest.
Now, do you guys accept insurance?
We do not. So we're only private pay. And that is a decision to also help ensure privacy too, because when you're submitting notes to insurance, they can also review those notes and pull them. And sometimes being vulnerable means keeping things out of view of other people if it's needed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so important for people to invest in their own health and their own care. So it's wonderful, the work that you're doing. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah.
And for sharing with us your practice and what it is that you're doing, how you're helping people. And that is truly a story of hope. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
My next guest is Elizabeth O'Neill. She is a functional health practitioner, Kundalini yoga teacher, and stage 3 cancer thriver. After her cancer diagnosis in 2021 with 3 children under 5, Elizabeth chose to take a natural healing approach and has defied all predictions so far. Elizabeth knows her mission is clear: to inspire people to take control of their own health right now and to remind people that nobody can tell anyone else what their outcome is going to be. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, my God, just before we came on, you said what? You said no one can tell you.
Nobody can tell you what's going to happen to you. And really, it's not about, we're all going to die. It's inevitable that we're going to die. And it's not really about, oh, am I going to die or not? And can I stop that? It's about how am I actually living in the space before I die? And that is what a cancer diagnosis really got me to look at. Never mind, okay, I want to fix this. It was really, oh, wow, how am I actually living or not, as the case ended up being. I wasn't really living in the way that I wanted to.
Yeah. So you said once you got the diagnosis, this was the other thing you were saying in the green room. Once you got the diagnosis, you said, how can I approach this differently? How can I do this differently? What is this about? How am I going to deal with this, fix this, deal with this? Is that what happened?
Yep. So there was a couple of things that happened. I got missed a few times. So I kept getting turned away. So and that's really common. And I trusted my intuition. I trusted that something wasn't right. And so I just kept going. I kept going. I kept going. And eventually I got in front of someone who was able to say, God, there is a problem. It's a big one. And then I was put in front of the final people to say, this is the path you're going down. And this is what we'll do with you. And this is how long we'll keep you alive. And I just thought, I don't want to be kept alive. I don't want to be told what to do. I want to be really sovereign in my choices. And instantly, that route did not feel good for me. And I have no problem with that route. I just think it's about you have to know that that is the way that you want to go, whatever way it is, and believe in your choice and stick by it. Be an active participant in your own life.
That's powerful. That's such a powerful stand that you're taking for yourself and your family and your lineage and for the collective. That's such a powerful stand, because you were like, that's it. This isn't going to work for me. That's not how I want to do this. And I mean, even though, you know, it's like when you're being given a death sentence or a life sentence, if you will, like that, then that's pretty frightening, pretty scary. But the fact that, like, whatever was coming out of you, like, that doesn't work for me. That's not how I want to do this. And then what happened?
So I went away. They were not happy with that at all. A lot of pressure put on me. Extra people were coming in the room. Everybody in my personal life pressurized me. I got a lot of emotional blackmail. It came from the heart. A lot of emotional blackmail. You need to do this. We love you. You have children. But I'm a researcher. I love research. And I said, first of all, I've got time here. You've always got time. If someone says you've got cancer, you've still got time. You've got time to say, leave me with this and let me have a look. And I began to research, and I discovered, one, that there are many other ways to approach cancer, but two, I discovered that my particular scenario was not going to respond anyway to what they had to offer. So I had this great backup to say, actually, what you've got to offer isn't for me anyway. So I chose to tell them no. I crafted my own healing plan. I retrained to become a functional practitioner. I trained in integrative oncology. And I am doing very well. I've looked at, interestingly, you bring up my lineage. I've done a lot of ancestral work, because cancer runs in my mother's line. Yeah. So my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and it feels to me it needs to stop. It needs to stop with me. And yeah. So I run all my labs and I have everything sitting still. Wow. And I've really hold my whole life.
Wow. That's so powerful. That is like, you're totally in your medicine. You totally reclaimed your health. You totally reclaimed your body. You said, not on my watch, not in this family. This stops with me. And you really claimed your power, even though how threatening and how backlash the people leaving your life, everybody, you know, the people that were shooting on you and all the things. So the fact that you run your own labs and that you started researching and strategy and everything, now everything is sitting still, you're doing fine. Are you working with others in this yes. capacity? And yes. what does that look like? What is it that you do that you help people with?
Okay, so I have two types of people that come forward. It's either people with cancer or cancer in remission. So it's the same sort of thing. We run a lot of functional labs and I write them protocols. That's really based on their physical body. But I do a lot of work with those people on what was cancer really trying to tell them. Because what I've noticed is there is an energy to certain cancers in the location. So thyroid cancer, which is what I had thyroid coming down towards my lung. Thyroid cancer is the feeling of being thwarted. It's basically that you're trying and you're just getting slapped out of the way every time. And that is literally how I spent my whole life feeling. Like, why is nobody listening to me? Why is this not working? And I have noticed that a lot. So with breast cancer, I find a lot of loss and neglect. They've normally loved someone who has abandoned or left them, for example. So while we run the labs and they're getting this really physical plan going, we're also delving into the emotions that they are holding and carrying forward with them. And then we look at typical lifestyle, stress, support network, how they live. Do they like their job? Do they like their friends? It's like a whole overhaul, because cancer is basically saying what you're doing, the way you're living, is killing you. So it comes in. I think cancer is a. I don't think it's a death sentence. I think it's an opportunity to decide to live.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. I love how you structured all of this, how you're talking about it, what you did in your life, how you're helping people. I love that. Cancer on the emotional level, it's great that you're also looking at what caused that in the first place. You know, the breasts for me bring up nurturing the physical body, nurturing the soul, nurturing yourself, right? Or the neglect of that, what was the behavior? And then the thyroid, again, is speaking your power, speaking your throat, speaking your voice. You know, are you being heard? Are you being respected? Are you respecting yourself? All those things. And, you know, cancer, any type of cancer, you know, what is that about? Really a form of self-rejection, right? And getting to the root cause of what would cause that. And the emotional, that's the problem in our medical system, is nobody was ever looking at, hey, where did this come from? Why, what started this? And that's why it's so good that you're helping people. And that's probably why everything is staying still in your physical body and you're healing yourself from all of this, because you've addressed all of those things.
Yeah. And it's still work in progress. You know, I'm every day uncovering more and more and more, but I just choose to keep going.
Yeah. And you're looking amazing. And, how do you want to live? Again, how do you want to live? How do you want to live after a cancer diagnosis or with a cancer diagnosis? How do you want to live? Not how do you want to die? So I think that's a really great, this definitely is a very inspirational story of hope. I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for coming on. Let's tell the audience how they can look you up and find out more about, you know, what you're doing, how you can help people.
So I have got, the easiest place to find me is going to be Instagram. It's elizabetho.neil. So I'm there. And I have got a website as well, which is elizabeth-o'neil.com. I'm mostly on those two places. And you can find ways to work with me there. And I've also got a freebie That I've got for the show, which is the supplements, the five supplements everybody needs if they get a cancer diagnosis, no matter what. So that is a great thing to have, because the statistics of cancer now, by 2045, they think it's going to be one in one. Everyone is going to get a diagnosis. So we all need this information. And don't wait. Don't wait till it comes. Do the work now.
Yeah, be proactive in your own healing, right? Yeah. You're shining. So what a beautiful example you're being for your children. How old are your children?
Now they are 6, 4, and 2.
Wow. So. Amazing. Amazing, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love to have you back in the future for sure. We're going to keep following you and love to have you come back on.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I hope that we inspired you today with our stories of hope. Keep shining, keep living, and keep doing your best. All right, everyone. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.